them fire, by immigration of Allah.
What all these things will be given life on the Day of Judgment to speak. They know who their creator is. So what they will say? Subhanaka Allahumma. Oh Allah, glory be to you, oh Allah. Subhanaka. ما كان ينبغي لنا أن نتخذ من دونك من أولياء. It is not befitting for us to take anyone besides you as our protector, O Allah. So they worship this. That thing will say, O Allah, how can I take someone besides you? They will say, O Allah, you are our creator, how can you take? ولكن متعته وآباءهم حتى تصدق وكانوا قوما بورا. They will tell Allah what really happened. They will tell Allah what really happened. Let us not think that we see things in this world and we say that these things are life lessons and that's the end of it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring whatever he wishes to life and make it speak. Animal, the masjid, the walls, things, whatever. Allah will bring them. So these things will speak. They will tell Allah that they were misguided because they choose the path of misguidance. They were misguided because they choose the path. But what brought about the misguidance? What brought about the misguidance? Hear what these things are saying to Allah. Oh Allah, what brought about the misguidance is that you give them so much ni'mat and they were not grateful to you. That's a type of kufr. Ingratitude is a type of kufr. وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ Oh Allah, but you have given them so much benefits, وَعَبَاءَهُمْ and your forefathers, you gave them so many things, they got caught up in it, but they forgot who gave it to them. They forgot who gave it to them. So they started to look at other things now. They started to look at other things. What are no home and more? And these things will say that such people, they are worthless people, they are doomed. Now, these things they used to worship, will that be punished then? Of lifeless matters which means the worship will be thrown in Jahannam for regret. Lifeless. Then if they worship Isa Isa will not be punished. He's the Nabi of Allah. If they worship Maryam Isa Mary, she will not be punished. She is one of the four women, four greatest women who came to the gates of the earth. If they worship other servants of Allah or their gates, these people will not be worshipped. So being these things and these people will tell themselves that they are God as Allah is us, he has created. Then they are the culprits. They are the kidnapped. Because we never told them to worship us. You gave them so much ni'mah, they forgot your favors and you worship other things. Then Allah will tell them to worship us. Allah will tell to the people. What will Allah say to them? فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ Allah will say, these things have denied you of what you are saying. Because all the people who worship idols or worship anything on the face of the earth will run from the Day of Judgment and say, Oh Allah, these are the things that the people who force us to worship them, oh Allah, take them to task and give them their punishment. So Allah will give them the task. What is the matter? This is the ayah before. Give me what really happened. And when the air is clear, Allah will turn back to them. Well, these people have denied what you are saying. You are saying that they caused you, but the real matter is that they didn't cause you. You misguided yourself. You took the path that would carry you astray. So after the book of Imaja, who wrote that they have denied you, and they have refused and denied what you are saying. فَمَا تَسْتَبِعُونَ أَسْتَرْكُمْ وَنَا نَسْرَى Now Allah says, now you people, you do not have the ability to avoid the punishment that goes away. You do not have the ability to get any help from anyone. Who's done for you? Who's done for you?
example, this is what Allah tells us again and again in the Holy Quran. You are living on the face of the earth. Be careful of what you do. Sometimes we do things based on other people's advice. We follow other people. We do what they tell us. Tomorrow on the day of judgment, when Allah will take us to task and we will be them, they will pay themselves and we will be the only. This is what happened. The king scared themselves. Allah says, now who will help you? Who will help you? You are in Jahannam. وَمَنْ يَظْلَمْ مِنْكُمْ And whosoever has been unjust among you, and all of them will be unjust unbelievers. But therefore, وَعَذَابًا كَبِيرًا Allah says, we will give them a taste of a great and severe punishment. That is what you will get from. You were trying for many excuses. He told me to do that. Allah says, now we're going to punish you. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا Allah goes back to the original message that came before this, the objection they had was that this prophet is eating food like us and he's walking in the city and he's walking in the streets. And when he was saying these things, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very sad that they are using certain mass against him. Because if he has to go and do some church and say, look at him, what the anger, anything, is he a Nabi? So he was very much affected. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives consolation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also a reputation against those people. He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ And we have not sent before you any of the messengers of the past, إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ Except that they want to stay in food. So how do you have in this place? What big thing is that? Eating food also is a problem. And the one shown up in Aswat and they used to walk in the city and in the bazaar. And they used to go and purchase what they needed. So what? All the prophets of the past, they used to do the same thing, so don't feel bad of what they are saying. Don't feel bad. And our reputation against them is that among them, the prophets, these mushrikeen believe in some of them, so they believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam. They believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, that is why they had a picture of Ibrahim and the idol of Ibrahim in the Kaaba. They believe in Ismail alayhi salam. So they said, you know, we believe in the teachings and we believe in one Allah, that all these idols, they carry as tools of the Allah. So Allah is placing a message. You believe in Ibrahim, but Ibrahim is the idol also. And Ibrahim is the one who's sitting. You believe in Ismail is the idol also. So all the Ambiyas of the past whom you believe in, they used to eat food and they used to walk in the city, but you have no problem with them. What is the problem do you have with this person, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's just difficulties that they are creating, as Allah says in the previous ayah before, that the real purpose is that they don't believe in revelation, they don't believe in the prophet, they are making excuses. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً And Allah says, and we have made some of them for others as a trial. So among human beings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent on the face of the earth, Allah has created human beings at different levels, their levels, so that some will be a trial for some. So Allah has created some people very weak. Allah has created some poor. He has created some people sick, He has created some people healthy. He has created some people poor to test their patience. To see how much they really need in Allah. Because of their poverty, are able to deny Allah? Are able to reject Allah? Are able to start performing salah and say, well, I have performed 10 years now and I have not committed myself, so what's the use? And Allah has given wealth to the wealthy people to test them out, to see whether or not they're going to use it in the right manner, whether they want to be merciful to their other brothers and sisters and give to them and share their wealth and give zakah and give the due that is Allah has made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also made that there is some of the Ambiya. Some Ambiyas he made king. He made it wealthy, prosperous. Some Ambiyas are what? Poor. They are in a case where in the eyes of people they are needy, but they really don't need anything except from Allah because they ask from no man. So Allah has created among human beings different levels of people and has not made every single person on one level. It will be difficult. Life will be. Life will. It is when these different levels, it brings unity, love and calm. Because when you extend a kindness to someone, that person begins to love you. So some depend on others. Allah has made it to exist that He will use some as the media to reach others. That is how Allah has made. So that the world will continue in heaven. So therefore Allah has given a person up, but He has not given him the skill to build a house. So he needs to live in a house. You can't do it. But there is someone who's just waiting for the opportunity to get the risk. Allah is blessing with risk, with skill. Now if Allah blessed him with wealth just like you, he wouldn't want to work for you. He wouldn't want to work. He'd say, I'm not going to waste my time. And then who will be the impact of others? What will happen to the world? No one will plan to eat. What people will eat? So this is the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He says we have made some people as a trial for some. So Allah is going to test them at different levels. Now when the trials come, what are we expected to do? Allah says, Atasbiru, will you have patience? Allah. Will you have patience? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And your Lord is watchful over everything. He is watchful over what they are saying, and He is watchful over the trials and sufferings that are coming to you also. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ الْقَرَامَنَا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَعَتَوْا عُتُوًّا كَبِيرًا. Another objection they have. If you look at it, the only reason they are making these objections is because they don't want to believe in the Prophet and they are using any excuse to show me why I can't believe in it. So, the other objection. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا. And those people are watching. Those people who have no hopes of meeting after the hereafter, they deny the resurrection, they deny the judgment. What do they say? لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ. لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ. Why not an angel has not been sent to us? So the objection says this person, Muhammad, is a true prophet, then an angel should have come down to the other with him to tell us that he's a prophet. This is the objection. But no angel came. What is that objection? Oh, no, at least we should have seen our Lord to believe, and He will tell us that you see this person here, he's a Nabi. This is what they are saying. Allah says, and what they are asking for, they are stuffed up with pride and arrogance. They think too big of themselves. Because who are the people who can see Allah? The people who can see Allah, they are even in the Ambiyas, whomsoever Allah has chosen to give a sight of Himself, or the Malaika. They are the only people who can see Allah. Right now, except that when people die in the hereafter, that's another thing. But we are speaking while this war is still going on, and people are still on this world in India. The angels come and go to them, to the earth, from the heavens, to the earth. They see Allah. The Abiyah, when the Prophet was taken out from their house, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam was given some of the Nuwah, he fell unconscious. So
for a person to request seeing Allah, he must really think that he's so mighty and he's so big that when I leave the dungeon, you know, I leave the high state so I can see. So I'm making a request that I see Allah. So Allah says in this request, لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِأَنفُسِهِمْ, they think very big of their own selves. They think they are mighty and they are great. But the reality is that they have transgressed their small bones by making such a request. They have transgressed all bounds and making such a request. Because if they are requesting to see Allah and they are given the ability to see Allah, then it means it will occur only at that time when they have the ability to see angels also. When they have the ability to see angels. If they can see Allah, then they can see angels. The first and foremost is the ability for them to see angels when they can request to see Allah. Allah says by the way, Father, is that when they really see the angels, they don't want to see Allah. يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ, the day that they see the angels, لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, there will be no joy on that day for the wrongdoers. وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَهْجُورًا, and they will be saying, away, away, put a partition between us and the angels. But can one word be saying that? No, that is the angels. Because the only angels they will be seen is the angels of Azar. When will they be seen? Say, Hijra Mahjura. Hijra Mahjura. In the days of Jahiliyyat, whenever a person undertook a journey and he had a clash to different cities and he feared robbers coming to attack him or people coming to fight him and take away his goods, he used to say, Hijra Mahjura, Hijra Mahjura, say, please do not attack me, please don't affect me, please don't steal my goods. So it's a common word that was used by the Arabs in the pre-Islamic time. You know, someone is coming to you somehow, say please, please, you only say please, please, you understand what you are saying. Not please, you are very good for something, but please, you are not me. So, Hijra Mahjura is just like that. Allah says, they will use the word also on the day of judgment. It will be your truth. When they see the angels of Azab coming towards them, advancing with Azab towards them, with different things in your hand, they are hammered, made with steel and iron, coming towards them, they will say, Hijra Mahjura, please save us, away, away, do not hurt us. This is what he would say. I wanted to see Allah, see angels, who said he would see Allah. But the thing is, when you see angels, you will be scared. You should put a partition one time. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ, Allah says, then we will turn towards the good actions they used to do on the face of the earth. It's important. It's a very, very important thing that we should not misunderstand. Allah says now, we will turn towards the good deeds they used to do on the face of the earth. Now, among people who do not worship Allah, there are things which they do and in the eyes of man it's good. Some of them are kind to other people, that's a good deed. They help the poor and the needy. Some of them out of their own wealth, they build an orphanage, which is a very good thing. You know, and I've been there to know all the things the Muslims are supposed to do, all their believers have taken it up and they are doing it now. They have started all these things, so they will provide for the orphan, that is good. That is commendable. Provisions for people who do not, they cannot still drive because, you know, people, you know, these are good deeds. But the thing about it, my dear brothers and sisters,
The whole Quran says, once you do not have iman, nothing is acceptable.
In their minds, they have done a lot of good deeds. Given certificates and awards in the community, the most charitable person of this community, of this village. This man alone built a big house of worship for everyone to worship. This man built the road so that everyone will pass. That's a good idea. But they will not get Sahaja. Without iman, no amal is acceptable to Allah. No amal is acceptable to Allah. So Allah says, the good things that they did on the face of the earth, and they knew of it as being good, Allah will take a direction towards it and will show them all of the deeds that lead, this is what you have been doing. Look at the good deeds, but what afterwards? فَجَعَلْنَا We will make it floating dust scattered about. That is what it was. Dust and nothing, no good deeds. Nothing at all. They will realize that they have wasted their life. Without iman, there is no salvation. Nothing. So everything. So what is that? They build their hopes. They build their hopes. Doing good things and say, yes, well, there is a God above me, seeing me, I'm doing it. There is a God above me. Do you believe in him? Do you believe in him or do you believe in the fabricated gods that people have brought up? This is what must be. Believe that there is one God and if one good thing you have done in life, maybe inshallah that one good thing may save us. But with iman, there is no iman and a person has lived his entire life in goodness which he can see. Nothing accepted in Allah. In fact, Allah says in the Holy Quran that those people who do not believe will not even set up the scales of darkness because there is nothing to gain. There is nothing to weigh. No skills of justice for them. This is as far as they are concerned. The other group of people are those people who did good deeds, but they did it with iman. They did it with iman. So therefore they will be the companions of Jannah. Allah says now, after speaking about the people in Jahannam, أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا. The companions of Jannah on that day, while the unbelievers will be in punishment in Azab, the believers for the companions on that day will be خير مستقرا. They will be in a better abode وأحسن مقيلا in an and in a better place to rest. ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And on that day, the skies will burst apart with the clouds. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. And the angels shall descend down. It has descended. الْمُلْكُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقُّ لِلرَّحْمَنِ. On that day, the authority and kingdom in truth will belong to Ar-Rahman alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the bursting of the sky, and this refers to the second sunlight of the top. The sky will be rent asunder and burst apart at the first blowing of the trumpet, where there will be destruction. But here it speaks about where the skies will move away and burst apart, and with the clouds. With the clouds that angels will come down, it states in the Holy Quran that at the appointed time, when angels will come, they will four times one under the other one coming downwards, and it will look like clouds in the sky. What? Clouds in the sky? And then the Holy Quran says, eight angels will bring them the Arsh of Allah. And when that day is established, which is the day of reckoning and the day of judgment, if Allah says, Al-Mulku Yawma'idin Al-Haq, in truth, a part of that day will belong only to Ar-Rahman. On the face of the earth, every man thought that this is my country and this is my kingdom. I am the king. This is my dominion. Allah says that will not work on the day of judgment. Authority will belong to one. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ar-Rahman. وَكَانَ يَوْمًا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ مِنْهَا عَصِيرًا. Allah says, that day upon the believers will be very, very difficult. It will be very difficult. Every second of the day, in fact, every second from the time of the death, it will be a difficult time. So much azab, so much different azab, so much punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. وَيَوْمَ يَعُقُّ الظَّالِمُ. That day also, the ظَالِم, the transgressor will bite his hand. عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. He will bite his hand. يَقُولُ. He will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي. Oh, how I wish. اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Oh, how I wish that I had taken a path with the Rasul. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Oh, how I wish I did not take such and such as my friend. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي. Certainly he has disbanded me after the message has come to me. وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. And Satan is a traitor to the human being. This was revealed about a person. A person who insulted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who stuck at the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is a sabab in Muzul of it. يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني. وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. At the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was a famous mushrik by the name of Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt. He had a custom that whenever he left Makkah and he went outside on some journey, as soon as he returned, he would invite the respectable people of Makkah in a dawah and give them food, etc. On one such occasion, he invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although they did not believe in him, he was noted to be one of the most respectable persons in Makkah. They knew that they respected him in that manner. So he invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to partake of. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. He knew him. They lived close together. But he said to him, I will not partake of your food until you believe that there is one Allah and that I am His messenger. This is the condition, then I will eat. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt did not want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to leave without taking meals, for he felt that would have been very insulting towards him in front of the other Quraysh leaders. So he said, I believe in Allah as one, and I believe in you as the messenger of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled. The next day, the news spread around that Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, see, Uqba was among those people who used to be with some of the worst enemies of Islam, Umayy ibn Ka'b, Abu Jahl. So if you hear a person like that accepted Islam, you will want to know what is wrong. So the news spread around in Makkah that Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt has accepted Islam. He had a very close friend by the name of Umayy ibn Khalf, one of the bitterest enemies of Islam and to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umayy ibn Khalf called him and he said to him, this is what I heard about. Did you really say that? He said, I fear that he, Muhammad, may leave without taking meals and I will be insulted. So I said, the police said. And then he said, no, this cannot go. It cannot go. I still do not believe you. You must do some act to show that you hate him. You must do some act to show me and prove to me that you do not believe in him, to will my friendship again. He said, I want you to go and look at him, spit on his face and come back. And so Qutbah ibn Abi Mu'id went. He met the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looked at his face, he spat on his letter face and he returned. Just to win the friendship of an infidel. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy, and he never begged anyone to do himself, and so he did not do anything. And he trusted. So then that the friendship of Ubayy Mekka. And Ubayy will feel happy if he did something. But wherever he went, what will happen? Specifically, and on that day, when the wrongdoer, the transgressor, will bite his hand, he will be standing in front of Allah. And when you are nervous, and when you are scared, you start to do things, bite your finger and the nails, he will be biting, both of them will be biting your hand. When he sees the azab in front of him, and the punishment of Allah, Yaqul, he will say, Ya laytani, oh how I wish, اتخذتُ مع الرسول سبيلا. Oh how I wish I had taken the Rasul as my path. Allah. He says, oh how I wish I had taken the Rasul as my path. Ya waylata laytani. Ah, woe unto me this day. How I wish لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا. I did not take him as my friend. لقد أضلني عن الذكر. Certainly he has misguided me after Ba'da'is Jawani. He has misguided me from the true message after it has come to me. وَكَانَ إِنسَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ قَدُولًا. Allah says Satan is a traitor to man. He betrays man. What's it in his mind that you have been a good thing? And then Satan will absolve himself on the day of judgment. Me? I didn't make you do that. He will come to Allah and say, Allah, did it for your own sons. I only mentioned to them by chance that it will be good if you do that, but you did it. This is why Satan is called Al-Khannas. Al-Khannas in Surah Nas. Khannas means the one. You know, in our own language, in our own language, we have a little mahawara, you know, colloquial language, to choke fire. Who do we say that about? The person who is not involved, he comes, he says one thing, and he goes away, and people are calling him an argument. He did. He's having a good time, and he's going away. And he is happy, and he's smiling. Shaitan likes to do that. He likes to choke fire. The people on the day of judgment, they will blame Satan. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Satan will say, La talumuni wa lumu anfusakum. Don't let me blame your own self. I only mentioned to you, maybe you could have done that, maybe you could maybe worship either that or what, it's up to you. You were there, I worship for you, why are you blaming me? You did it and you are blaming me. So every wrong thing that a man has done, this is why Allah will punish the man, not Satan for his mistake. Satan will get his share. That is your right. But why would Allah take the man to task? Because he has the choice to make. He got something in his mind. He got a thought. He practiced upon it. He is the owner of that deed. Allah will take it to task. So, this is what he did. He made the issue happen like that. He disrespected the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He died in Kufr. Both of them, the azab on the face of the earth was that what? There is an azab waiting for them in the hereafter. And the azab in this world is that they were killed in the battle of Badr. They were killed. Under this point, the Mufassirin has mentioned, they have mentioned that this ayah has a message for each and every one of us. Look at the type of friendship and the friendship. Because this is the identical thing that will happen to many people on the day of judgment. People who because of the bond of friendship would do things to please the other one and will not look at what is right and what is wrong.
They will not look at what Allah says and what the Rasul says, that for the value of friendship, they will follow their friends and they will go exactly where their friends are going. And on the day of judgment, they will say, oh, how I wish I had followed the path of the Rasul. Oh, how I wish, woe unto me, I did not take him for my friend.
Many cases will happen like that. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا. Do not make friendship and companionship with anyone except a believer.
The believer will help you with him.
He says, وَلَا يَأْكُلُ مَالَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيُّمْ. And do not let anyone eat from your wealth and benefit from your wealth except the pious people. They will eat and they will make dua for you, Allah give them barakah.
The others will eat and they will criticize and condemn.
That's all he did. He couldn't look for anything better than that. This has too much of salt, that has too much of pepper, that has too much of this and that.
So he says, وَلَا يَأْكُلْ مِنْ طَعَامِكَ وَلَا يَأْكُلْ أَخْبَارَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيْ.
Let someone who is good,
being a good believer.
So then he finishes, he will make dua. He knows the dua, Allahumma in man at'amani wasqil man saqani,
wa give him to eat who has given me to eat and give him to drink who has given me to drink. That is a dua that Prophet Musa recited when he was entertained by a guest,
by another person. A person like, you know, you eat by someone. One is the dua which is normal, but this is a special dua for the host.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, الْبَرُّ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ مَنْ يُقَالِلُ.
رواه البخاري. Imam Bukhari narrated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
a man is normally on the pattern of his friend. The same way they are, the same way you will be. The same talk they talk, the same talk you will talk.
It develops into the person until his likes become their likes.
Even the things he disliked, when they like it, he started on the same.
He will develop the same manner of speech. Every single thing, what they do, then he will do.
So the Prophet says, a man is normally on the trend and the pattern of his friend. Let each one look at the type of people he can relate to. Because they can make you, they can break you.
Someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
Tafsir al-Qurtubi
hadith, that someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what type of friends should I keep? What are the qualities in a person I should look for to keep friendship with?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man dhakarahum ra'ayatuhu.
Such a person, when you see him, you remember him. When you see him, you remember you are Muslim, you remember your Islam.
مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمْ رُؤْيَتُهُ وَصَالَ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْ تَقُهُ.
And when he speaks, it increases you in knowledge.
Allah.
That he doesn't gossip and idle talk and backbite and slander which will bring about sin about you, the listener. But when he speaks also, you can learn things from him. It increases your knowledge.
وَذَكَّرَكُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَمَلَهُ.
And his amal reminds you of the hereafter. You see him, you ought to see him doing something good.
So it reminds you of the hereafter. And good deed, because that is your year.
More also.
So he says that is the type of friendship we should keep.
So we should be careful, lest that the people who we follow in this life, just for fear of losing them as friends. You know, some people say, but you look like you're not doing the things we like, so don't hang out with us anymore. So you say, no. I'll come online, we go again. You do the same thing again.
Just for the sake to keep that, people sacrifice their deen. And they go against their deen. And they go against the laws of Allah and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the sake of friendship, Allah says, this is what you will be saying on the day of judgment.
Because whichever direction a man goes, then the result of that direction will come to him.
وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا.
And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O my Lord, O my Allah, إن قومي, certainly my nation, اتخذوا هذا القرآن,
they have taken this Quran مهجورا as something to be shunned away.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, according to the tafsir, two places the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what will he say? One is while he was alive, the revelation was being sent to him. He got the Holy Quran. He received the Holy Quran, but the people around him did not want to believe in it. So his own people, the Arabs, the Quraysh, did not want to believe in it. And there are many people who do not want to believe. So at that time, he said to Allah, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, inna qawmi, my nation, they have taken this Quran as something to be shunned away, to be left out. So they just turn away from it. And in the hereafter also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be making that same complaint. He will be making that same complaint. And inna qawmi, my nation, my people and my tribe, or my people, refers to all them. All the Muslims. And there is a hadith which Allama Qurtubi has mentioned in Tafsir Qurtubi. He says, those people who are Muslims in the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they do not recite the Quran, or they do not practice upon the Holy Quran, they will also fall among those people who have taken the Quran to be shunned away. Who has taken the Quran to be something placed behind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّقَ مَا صَفَهُ. Who found out about the Holy Quran? Who knew about the Holy Quran? For example, Muslims know about the Holy Quran. And then he placed it on his place's masaf, or he hung his masaf, meaning to put it on a shelf. لَنْ يَدَعَهُ وَلَنْ يَنْظُرْ فِيهِ. He did not take the laws from it to practice upon it. And he never used to do tilawat of it, so he never used to look at the Holy Quran. جَعَلَهُمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مُتَعَلِّقًا بِهِ. Then on the day of judgment, that Holy Quran will come with him hanging on his neck. The Holy Quran will come with him hanging on his neck. يَقُولُ. And the Quran will say, يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh, the Lord of the world. إِنَّ عَبْدَكَ هَذَا. This servant of yours, اتخذني مهجورا. He has left me and put me aside. He shunned me away. He did not look into me. فَقْضِ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ. So, oh Allah, you decide between me and him. So it is a very serious thing when it comes to the Quran. It's not a matter of just to know the Muslim holy book and the Holy Quran, and we have a beautiful one, we paid so much money, this came from India and Pakistan and Dhaka and Medina, and we put it there. No, to read it and to know what Allah says to us, else we could fall into this bracket about where the Prophet will complain on the day of judgment about people who did not take and adopt the Holy Quran.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first of all, made a complaint to Allah about his people that they are not taking this Quran. They are enemies. They are not accepting me as the Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry about that. Don't let what they are doing turn you away from what you are doing. Why?
وَكَذَلِكَ
thus جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. We have made for every Nabi enemies from among the transgressors. This is the nature. Every time a Nabi and a Prophet comes, you will have enemies. So all the other Abiyas, they have enemies also, so you also will have enemies. Don't let that start you and make you sorrow.
وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا.
However, although they are your enemies, and the enemy team may grow, Allah will suffice for you as a helper and a guide. Don't worry about it. Don't let their troubles and their problems and the enmity and the jealousy and the hatred affect you. And this is a this is a consolation to all of us. We live in different areas. We do certain things, and sometimes when we do that which is correct, that is the time we find with respect to worldly benefits, things are not coming. A person may be very, very obedient to Allah, he's regarded in doing the things, and he has some qualification, he can't find a job. Anyway, he goes, somebody says, we have to trim that and shave that and come in with. No time for Salat. Jummah, no time for. Everywhere you go, it's the same thing. So you find yourself living among people who do not like you. Muslims are experiencing many problems today throughout the world. Allah says, don't let those things bother you. Wherever you have believers, you will have enemies. That is the adat. That is sunnatullah. The habit of Allah from the time of Adam alayhi salam. Came to Abel. So Abel had his own enemy who was his brother. What to talk about outside it. That is the adat of Allah. But Allah says you should not fear. Do not become scared. Because they cannot do you anything. Because Allah will be sufficient for you as a helper. Allah will suffice for you as a helper, as a guide. Allah will guide you. Allah will be your helper. Put your trust in Allah and not stop the end. You will say, well, I pray, I'm a Muslim, but still things are happening. Well, things are happening because Allah has decreed it to happen. So it will happen because of the decree, it's the Qadr of Allah. So if Allah has decreed our death to happen in a certain manner, it will happen. But rather than becoming a person who will die as a coward lying on his bed, Allah wants to give you the honor of becoming a martyr so he may take you to battle. Don't look at that as a loss and defeat. That is an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَتِبْتُ أَنْ أُبْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُهِيَ ثُمَّ أُبْتَلَ ثُمَّ أُهِيَ. Three times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I wish if I will fight in the path of Allah and be killed, then given life I will fight and I'll be killed again. Then I should be given life, fight and be killed again under the path of Shahadat and Matida. So much he was aspiring for Matida. What did happen to him? Luckily his death occurred because of the effects of the poison from the Jewish woman who poisoned him. So he got the darja of Matida Mawsum al-Shaheed. So therefore, Allah says, enemies will be there. But do not worry about that. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَذِيَ مُنَسِيرًا. Your Lord will suffice as a guide and a help. He will guide you in universality. He will help you. Thus, don't worry. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And the believers say, لَوْ أَنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ قُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. Another objection. Only objection they're making, as I said, excuses, not to believe. And the believers say, why the Quran has not been revealed all at once? One whole Quran, but finished. Why? Why these parts and, you know, now and then five ayats? What is this? Allah says, كَذَلِكَ the reason. We have revealed it over a period of 23 years in a slow, well-arranged manner. Is كَذَلِكَ. In this manner we have revealed it. لِمُتَبِّكَ بِهِ فُؤَادَ. So that we can strengthen your heart with it. وَرَسَلْنَاهُ تَوْتِيلًا. And we have reversed it in a slow manner. If it came all at once, it's difficult to learn. It's difficult to decide. It's difficult to practice. It's difficult to understand immediately. But some will come today, it will give them time to practice upon it. If something will come the next day, it will give them time to practice. And when you get a smaller amount, you learn it better. So you are learning the Holy Quran. Those who are doing it, so you want to learn a surah. You, if you read the whole surah, you won't learn it one time. You learn one ayat, you learn two ayat, you learn three ayat. You have not just the strength for the heart. وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلِهِ لَا ذِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَعْتُونَكَ they will not come to you with any question whatsoever. Except we will come to you with the truth. وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا and the best explanation. So whatever objection they will come, let them come with it. We will give you the truth of the matter. And we will give you the best explanation about it.
الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears it again here. They do not think that they are coming with questions to be concerned about you. They are deniers of Allah. They deny the hereafter. So therefore, the day of judgment, what will be their hashar? What will be their anjam and their result? الَّذِينَ يُحْشَرُونَ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ. They are those people who will be gathered إِلَى جَهَنَّمْ in the fire of hell on their faces. They will be dragged on their faces. The Holy Quran says they will be tied up with chains by their neck, and the angels will drag them on the ground on their faces, and they will be dragged into Jahannam.
أُولَٰئِكَ شَهْرٌ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا.
They are such people that with respect to their abode, it is the worst abode. The worst abode. And with respect to the path, they are most misguided.
وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا.
Now, to give consolation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah reveals incidents of the past prophets. To tell the Prophet, O Prophet, do not think that this is happening with you alone, that you have enemies and people, they are saying this about you and they are making mockery. No, we sent many anbiya and the same thing happened to all of them. So this is the sunnah of the anbiya, that you as a Nabi, this will also happen. And among those mighty messengers, Musa was one person. Said, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ. Certainly we have given Musa a.s. the book. وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا. And we have made together with him his brother Harun as a helper. Harun a.s. was made a Nabi to help Musa a.s. in his mission.
وَقُلْنَا ذَهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا.
And we said to both of them, both was such a qawm and a tribe and a nation who have denied our signs. Allah says both the people who have denied our signs. But the incident is that they went to Fir'aun and his people. Fir'aun and his people denied Musa and Harun alayhi salam. They denied Allah. What was the result?
فَدَمَّرْنَا بُتَلْمِيرًا.
We destroyed them with utter destruction. That was the result. They denied. Did they choose to do it? So Allah chose to send his azab also to them.
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ لَمَّا كَذَّبُوا الرُّسُلَ أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ.
What about the nation of Noah? Noah alayhi salam, what happened to him? The nation of Noah, that when they denied the anbiya's and the messengers, أَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ, we drowned all of them.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ آيَةً.
And we made them a sign for mankind to know that anytime you disbelieve in Allah, the azab of Allah will visit you at one time or the other as a sign for people.
وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِظَالِمِينَ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا.
And we have prepared for the wrongdoers a painful punishment.
وَآدَمْ وَثَمُودَ وَأَصْحَابَ الرَّسِّ وَقُرُونًا بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ كَثِيرًا.
And the tribes of the Ad people, and the tribes of the Thamud people, and the companions of the well, and many nations between them. All these nations, they had passed. Prophets came to them. They had enemies. But what happened when the people did not believe?
وَقُلَّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالَ.
Each and every one of them, we have made for them examples and parables. But they did not believe in Allah.
وَقُلَّا تَبَّرْنَا تَدْبِيرًا.
And each of them was destroyed with a complete destruction. So, one after the other, a prophet comes, they don't want to believe, destruction will come. Ashab al-Rah, the companions of the world, who are these people? According to some commentators, Ashab al-Rah refers to the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people of Madian. There is a riwayat from the famous Professor Ikramah, who was a student of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. That Ashab al-Ras refers to a nation of people that buried their prophet alive in a well. You know, these two wells that you have going on. the truth, the prophet, and the killer of prophets. Because of that, they know that Allah has lost the truth of the world. So prophet came to them also, they denied. Allah says, we completely destroy them. We completely destroy them. Such destruction that their shadow did not remain on the face of the earth again. Their houses were ruined. Their big palaces upside down, built up. Nothing of the sort remained. Allah says, that is the result of those who choose to disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَنْ أَزَلَتْهُمْ فَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is saying, these people do not want to pay heed. So Allah says to the Prophet, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ. Certainly, these people must have passed close to the city, such a city that rained upon it showers of evil. If they don't want to believe and they say the Holy Quran is still of the past people, then at least there are some evidence in the world at that time to show them that, listen, something is going to happen. So Allah says, if they don't want to believe, that maybe they must have passed by the city which rained upon it showers of evil, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Allah was speaking about the unbelievers of Syria, because while coming to Makkah, they had to pass through the Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So Allah says, ask them, do they pass? Do they see it? فَلَنْدَقُوا تُجَرَوْنَهَا. Do they not see it? They pass whenever they undertake the journey, they see it. But they do not believe in it. Why? It is because they do not believe in the resurrection. So they deny even the sight. They deny everything. وَإِذْ رَعُوكَ إِنْ يَتَّقِدُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوَى. And whenever they see you, they take you for nothing except a mockery. Allah is saying, this is what happened. Allah is all seer, all hearer. He knows what is happening. He said to Rasulullah and Rasulullah, I know exactly what is happening. Whenever they see you, they take you as a mockery. And what do they say? أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. Is this the person Allah has sent as a messenger? This is what they say now. أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا. Is this the person who Allah has sent, our God has sent as a Rasul, a messenger? إِنْ قَادَرَ يُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا. It was almost told that he would have misguided us from our gods. If we were not constant upon our belief,
it's not that.
So it's good we remain close to our Allah, which is as he would have misguided us. But they were already misguided.
They see guidance as misguidance and misguidance as guidance. See, it's a good thing we didn't believe in him, as we would have been misguided. But we are misguided. Allah says, وَصَرَفَ يَعْلَمُونَ مِينَ يَرَوْنَا ذَارَحَنَا وَالْسَبِيلَ. Very soon they will know, at the time when they see the azab, who was misguided along. They will see. Not today. From the moment their eyes becomes close to this world, they will know it for one time. Not even in the hereafter, because their manifest body will come to them. As well as start in the grave.
أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا.
Why do they say all these things? Why do they say one after the other? Why do they say all these things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not that they are hearing from other people, but they are making it up in their own minds. So whatever their desire wishes for them, they say. Whatever their heart thinks, they say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws to us a very beautiful lesson. Whatever comes in their heart, they say it, believe in it, and that is final. So Allah referring to them says, أَفَرَيْتَ. Don't you see?
Have you not seen that person who has taken his desires as his God? use it. Seven. Now this is a form of shirk.
When a person, he doesn't follow anyone, he follows his own desire. Whatever he thinks to say, he says. Whatever he thinks to do, he does it. He doesn't have any other God except his own desire, his hawa. So he is living his life based on the desires that he has. Allah says, he has taken his desires as his own God. So he has another God besides Allah, and that is his own desire.
Allah, it was free. What is his fire? Fire the creation of Allah.
What all these things will be given life on the day of judgment to speak.
They know who their creator is. So what they will say?
Subhanaka Allahu Akbar.
Oh Allah, glory be to you, O Allah.
Subhanaka ma kana yanbaghi lana an nattakhidha min dunika min awliya.
It is not befitting for us to take anyone besides you as our protector, O Allah. So they worship this. That thing will say, O Allah, how can I take someone beside you?
They will say, O Allah, you are our creator, how can we take? وَلَكِنْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ وَآبَارَهُمْ حَتَّى تَصُدِّقْ وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا.
They will tell Allah what really happened. They will tell Allah what really happened. Let us not think that we see things in this world and we say that these things are nice and that's the end of it. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can go